Welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. I'm Kara, joined by Saya and Rowan, your mystical guides. Whether you're a seasoned witch or a curious seeker, join us to explore spellcraft, herbal remedies, and more. Let's embrace the enchantment, unlock secrets, and discover the magic within. Your magical journey starts here. Welcome back, casters. Today, we are talking about our spiritual practices moving into the new year, what we plan on doing, and thoughts and such. But before we get into it, I thought we could do a little live react because I got this at the store.
What is that?
It is bubble tea.
Oh, yeah. Strawberry, okay.
Strawberry lemonade green tea bubble tea. I've never had bubble tea before.
Now, is really? That popping bubbles or is it actual tapioca pearls?
Hopping bubbles.
They're different.
Yes, but I've never had either of them. And I checked. There's no fake sugar in it, so I'm not going to have an allergic reaction, I promise. I did check the ingredients.
Girl, sometime you should come up here. Next time that you come to visit me, the mall that's really close by has a bubble tea place.
Yeah, our mall does too.
I think we have one at the mall, but I've never had it before. And I was like, I like strawberry lemonade green tea. Sure, I'll try it. It was $9 for a 4-pack at Walmart. Having trouble opening a freaking straw. But I'm probably...
What I love about boba tea is how massive the straws have to be.
To get the boba up.
Sucking through a pipe.
Have you actually had the tapioca pearls?
Yes.
The, like, black pearls? Mm-hmm. So good. Yeah. I love them so much.
We get strawberry milk boba tea. Mm-hmm. They're very good.
My favorite's taro.
Oh,
it's actually really good, but I didn't get any of the bubble thingies. I think it's got to go in there further.
Oop.
Okay.
I almost got one that time.
Yep, I got one that time. I almost died. It's actually
be careful.
Really good.
They'll shoot you in the back of the throat if you're not careful.
I died. But it's actually pretty good. Suck it gently.
Well, I mean, otherwise it's going to shoot you in the back of the throat and then you'll die.
These are facts.
That's very fair.
My favorite is taro milk tea.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is the Japanese purple sweet potatoes.
Very good, very good. Weirdly,
it ends up tasting almost... It reminds me of cereal milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Fruit Loop cereal milk.
Mm-hmm. Weird. It's so sweet. It's all so good.
But it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I will say... I have to get this off my chest. I said it in the new chat.
The new chat?
It is so bizarre for people to refer to me as my government name and not like... my witch name?
Yes. We spend so much time talking to each other by our witch names.
Yeah, we're our witch names in our group chat.
We are, like, yes. I mean, we can set nicknames in the other chat.
It's fine. It's just
but
it's just
it'll
bizarre.
Probably be, it still probably won't be our witch names because it would be the names of
the characters.
The characters.
Yeah. I even changed my Discord image to my character for when we record. It'll just be there. It'll just be her. But it's just
AI elf image of my face.
I mean, that image looks so cool.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyway.
So now that I've accidentally almost choked myself and we've talked about bubble tea. So new thing for me. So where are we at? What are you guys planning for next year, spiritual wise?
Oh, you know.
Tough things.
The usual. I don't know. I don't. So
my main plan is to be following this book, which is Living by the Moon.
Who's it by? What's it about?
Where's the author's not on the cover.
It's probably a similar one to this. Because I think when you were flipping through it, it looked very similar to this one.
Living by the Moon, moon-based self-care for your mind, body, and soul.
That's
Lunarly with Kiki Ellie?
Ellie, yeah.
That's what this is. It's this is a old, the old cover. Yeah, this is just the old cover.
I love because, that.
Because dude. The it's you know that subscription box called Lunarly where they send you like yes. a plant and it's by that's who it's by. It's by that company. So it goes with how they go about their subscription service, which I used to get their subscription service, but
oh, that's cool.
Yep.
So I'm always so nervous about subscription boxes.
Yeah. It's the exact same book, different same covers. Book.
Yep. My bookmark.
But I had gotten it from Barnes & Noble. It was mm-hmm. in their, like, cheaper book section that's always near the front where it's, like, $10 books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, so there's a general introduction, and then each chapter is the particular month's moon. So chapter one is the wolf moon, which is January's full moon.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And it gives you different manifestations and rituals for the moon, different things to do for first quarter, the gibbous.
What shit, man. You all sound like you have it on track.
I mean, I'm hoping it'll get me on track. Yeah. My plan for this month, with it being December, is reading the full introduction.
Mm-hmm.
So that beginning of, right at the beginning of January, I can read through chapter one and have an idea as to what I'm doing in being in the correct month and then just each month doing the next chapter.
That makes sense.
It's a really nice one. And then the last chapter is like the blue moon and the black moons because you have like
ooh.
Blue moon every once in a while, obviously. And then it has like the harvest moon and things. So it does have like extra things in it too. Because every so many months you have two full moons or two new moons in a month, and those are mm-hmm. black or blue moons, right? So I actually really love this book too. It's a great book. I've been using it for 3 years now.
So that's don't a drop sign everything. That you have too many things.
No, the batteries were just on top of my bookshelf. I probably shouldn't have had it there.
Fail. But I'm really wanting to start a specific, like, moon cycle grimoire for not only cycle syncing to the moon phases, but also what things I should be eating during which part of the moon cycle. And
oh, I like that.
I love it.
I'm hoping that this will sort of help have me be on track.
Mm.
The other awesome. One I would recommend is Moonology. Not only do they
I've
have
seen the cards.
Yes, so I have the cards.
Oracle cards.
Yes, hold on, I'll go grab those too. But this is the journal where it's just for each one, like little quick blurbs about like what's going on that day and like maybe like a little gratitude thing and what moon phase we're in and stuff like that. They also have a book that has all the information in it too. So I picked this up because it has information in it as well, but I wanted a separate moon diary for this year. But the oracle cards are great too. Hold on.
Brief Kara pause.
Kara has to run off into her massive book hoard to fetch these oracle cards.
Oh, I ran off to my altar to grab said oracle cards.
It's a smaller hoard.
It's still a hoard.
It is. Yeah, because like all of my books are on my desk, but all of my cards are in my altar, so.
Me? Okay. ADHD moment. With your hoard, would you consider your hoard to be a quote-unquote dragon hoard or a crow slash raven hoard?
So.
Are you a crow hoarder or a dragon hoarder?
I'm gonna say.
Oh, shit.
This is my ADHD moment.
Main altar would definitely be dragon, and desk altar would be crow.
I'm crow 100% like, all the way.
You are definitely crow 100%.
I'm a crow. A hundo P.
I don't know.
Like, because my favorite things to put in my altar are things that I find.
That's like, very crow. That's crow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crow energy. Yeah. Sorry, that was my random ADHD interruption moment.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What is this podcast except for one big ADHD tangent?
Okay, I feel like
my brother.
I feel like that should be our question at the end.
Oh,
instead of asking everybody what their plans for the year, for the next year are, what's your kind of hoarder do you have? Are you a dragon hoarder or a crow hoarder?
Yes.
We need to know.
I remember.
I'm absolutely the crow hoarder of the group.
100%.
I have a statue of a little crow. That's fair. That's very fair.
I feel like in general, I'm more of a dragon hoarder. Because while I do hoard things that I randomly come across and find, I don't pick up everything. It's always very like, I pick it up, I look at it, I have to form a connection with it before it comes to my hoard.
Got it.
So if I don't have that connection with the thing, it's just a thing, I don't really care. It can be as shiny as it wants to be. If I don't have a connection with it, it is not joining the hoard.
If I see something interesting on the ground and it touches my hand, it's coming home with me.
Very
if it makes
crow.
Its way into my hand, it's coming to my house.
Big crow energy.
Big crow energy.
the BCE. Oh my god. Oh my, we're ridiculous.
Oh, I love it. I love every minute of it.
I don't know why that, just thinking about hordes, I thought dragon hordes, but then I was like, wait, shiny things. Crow?
Crows too, yep.
So which...
Because it's driving me bananas.
Oh, I guess we could also include, you could add cat hoarding. Because cats tend to have their, like, pile of their toys that are, like, under the couch or behind the fridge or whatever.
Yeah. Cat hoards are normally secret.
Mine doesn't have one.
Unless that you know of.
Unless she is hoarding poop. No, she does not have a hoard.
It'd be concerning.
Yeah, there's no place for her to hide things because she will not leave my bathroom. And it's pretty obvious where she can and cannot get into my bathroom. So unless she's hiding stuff in her litter box.
Let's hope that's not happening. Does this setup creep you out with the door? Because it's like, okay, good. I've seen too many horror movies to be.
I was about to say you've seen too many horror movies.
But like, I was tired of like blinding you guys with the window behind me. So I will be watching this as the podcast progresses. The shut door behind me in the house that I'm alone in. Yeah,
concerned that it'll slowly start opening on its own.
Don't worry if my closet starts open.
I will. It's already too late. I'm already worried about it. Anyway.
I mean, at least all that's behind me is my wife's desk.
Yes.
And mini, mini Gundam figures.
Mini minis.
Mini minis.
Each of the shelves has like four figures on it. Three to four figures.
I can't tell what room you're in.
Living room.
Oh. Okay. Did it look different when we were there?
Yeah. Bookcases were on that wall when we were there.
Ah, that's why I was
I think I've just been there enough. Like, I've been there a few times now.
Yeah, you have.
I've been there twice. And once I was half dead, so.
Well, that was after the explosion.
Half dead and traumatized, so.
Half dead and traumatized.
Say yeah, that.
The main bookcase is in the office now.
Mm.
And all the only bookcases that are out here are the corner.
Your anime hoard.
Manga hoard.
Yeah, that's quite the hoard. How many do you reckon you have?
You're a book dragon.
Oh god.
You are a book dragon.
But we read them, that's different.
Yeah, but do you read
And
all
at the same time
them?
The I'm manga, the vast majority have been read. If not by me, then by my wife.
Yeah.
When it comes to our, like, general books, we've actually gotten rid of most of our novels and stuff. And we're planning to move more toward Kindle reading.
Yeah.
For actual novels.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
Manga don't work as well in Kindle context.
No,
because they just don't read right. Like, it's to, I'm sure it technically works for some people, but because of the way Kindle's set up, you still have to scroll in the same direction that you would for English books, but then you're reading the other direction.
Yeah.
I think you can change the settings so it's just a scroll instead of a swipe.
I still don't like it. Reads his,
husband reads his manga online and he just scrolls.
I would much rather just our manga collect. Plus, manga are pretty to look at. there is an aesthetic to just having bookshelves full of manga.
Yeah.
I have been collecting physical copies of books that I've listened to on audio. So I have the audiobook, I've listened to it on audio, and then I collect the physical one like a trophy of my conquered.
Like a true dragon.
That is dragon energy. That's
very dragon.
See, I had some books that I listened to for a while, but then I was like, why do I physically have this? I never pick it up. I never take it off the shelf. I never open it, because if I want to, quote unquote, read the book again, I'm just going to listen to the audio again.
Yeah.
Because it's so much easier and I can do other things during it, or I can do it while I'm at work. So why do I have this thing on my bookshelf that I never touch?
There's still something nice about having a physical copy that every once in a while, if you feel like actually like having that cozy sit down, it's nice. Or true. Having it open while you're listening to the audiobook. Because sometimes like that, there's just something about that too. I used to do that in college, is I would have like a text-to-speech thing going and it would read it to me while I had it in front of me. And I would be able to like comprehend it easier. Because my ADHD brain was crazy.
Thinking about that, because we started this very, very recently. So I've told you both that I'm planning to get an iPad eventually. And that's what I'm going to have my Kindle app on. Mm-hmm. But currently, because I only have a phone, I have the Kindle app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have found out that if you either buy the Kindle version of the book, or if you buy the audio Audible book, then you get a discount on the opposite.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So if you buy it on Kindle, you get the audio for $5 or
for free if they're doing
it. Or
deal.
For free.
I have a few like that. Yes.
So like they link up because it's all technically through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something unrelated but kind of related. So my sister-in-law has a Kindle. And it's under my husband's Amazon account. And way back when, I downloaded the Kindle app on my phone and then just kind of forgot about it because I was like, oh shit, none of these are really free, whatever. So my sister-in-law started buying Kindle books and she reads like novellas. She's a surgeon, so like a novella is nothing to her. It's like a 3-hour read and she's done with it. She has read something like 20 of them. And so now I can open my little Kindle app and be like, oh, I want to read this period romance about, you know, Sir so-and-so and courting yada yada.
And I mean, like, it's fun.
Yeah, they're fun reads, but like I want to be like, hey, sister-in-law, you buy this book I really want to read. Like, so you can put it on the Kindle. I mean, technically I could buy it, whatever. I just don't know how
to buy the Kindle versions.
Yeah, and then get it on the app. I don't
literally know. You just buy them on the linked Amazon account.
Oh, yeah. And then it just is
auto. So you go on the computer, just buy it through the linked Amazon. So if it's your husband's Amazon, you just go to his Amazon account, you buy the Kindle version through the Amazon account. It'll pop up in the Kindle app.
Nice. I can't do that until after the holidays. We have a rule. I can't get on the Amazon account until after the holidays. Because
that's fair.
He has his own account. I have my own account. Normally we buy everything through his because he's got the Prime. I don't, whatever. So
fair.
Not allowed. But that's good to know.
Yep. You can do it with audiobooks too, it's just a headache.
Series through Kindle tend to be cheaper as well. There tends to be like a bundle deal if you buy the whole series all at once.
Oh, nice.
So if it's a 5-book series or whatever, you can buy them all at once and it tends to be cheaper.
Yeah, that's what my mom does. She has the whole Zodiac Academy series on her Kindle that if I want to read it, I just log into her Kindle. She also has Kindle Unlimited, too, so I can get any book that I want if it's through that, too. So I have her log in and mine, and I switch back and forth.
I don't think I would read fast enough to make Kindle Unlimited worth it. Plus, once you turn off the subscription, then you can't access those books anymore.
No. Well, no, that's why I use my mom's, because my grandma reads a book in a day. Like, she, like, runs through them. That's why they have the Kindle Unlimited, because all of the books she likes is on there. So my mom pays for it, and she just gave me her login. So if I wanted to use it, I could, because I had Kindle Unlimited. And whenever I got rid of Prime, I had to get rid of Unlimited as well. So, like,
yeah.
If you read fast enough, or you have enough time to read that much, it's 100% worth it. I don't read very fast, and I don't have that much time to read.
Yeah.
So it tends to take me, like, a month to get through a novel.
Yeah.
The nice thing about Kindle Unlimited, though, is they do have witchy books on there. So they have witchy reference books on there. So if you just needed that reference book for a minute, or you wanted to, like, jot notes down from it, you could download it for free and look through it to see if it's something that would be beneficial. And if you wanted a physical copy, you could go get a physical copy. And usually if it's on Kindle Unlimited, if you buy the copy off of Amazon, it's on a discount. So there's that.
All right.
That's how I've read a lot of my witchy books that way, too. Mm. Because
at the same time with that, free trials.
Oh yeah.
There's that too.
I utilize the absolute piss out of free trials. Like I will use a free trial. I told you guys this earlier. Because I use like AI generators for almost everything. I will sign up for the free trial and say it's like a 30-day free trial or whatever. I'll sign up for it. And then as soon as I get a notification that's like, oh, it's gone through, I will go into my Apple subscriptions and unsubscribe from it that day, because I still have the 30 days because the trial's been processed. So then I don't have to worry about going through and canceling it because it's already canceled. And I still get the whole 30 days.
There you go.
To get whatever AI, bullshit I need.
How many random emails do you have to do?
I don't.
These accounts.
Because a lot of them are like paid apps. They're not like Netflix or Hulu or anything like that where you need an associated email. A lot of them are like the associated credit card, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that you're charged after 30 days. So like I did it for LinkedIn. Like I signed up for like LinkedIn Premium and got 30 days free back when I was looking for my job. And then just turned around and canceled it once it went through and was like, okay, your free trial's starting today. And I'm like, all right, bet. Off. So it never attaches to my credit card, which is spectacular.
So then after your 30 days runs out.
It just goes away. Yeah.
You just go back in and say, oh, I'll take another 3-day free trial.
Yeah. Or like if it's an app, I uninstall the app at the end of like the period. And then
reinstall. And then it pops up asking, do you want a free trial again?
Yes, absolutely. Or do you want to restore your subscription with a 3-day free trial? Yeah, absolutely. Double click.
Yes, please.
Listen, that's poor with the spellcasters.
Oh, you call it a life hack. I was going to call it poor ingenuity.
No, that's not poor ingenuity.
Let's be real, though. Is there
a
difference?
Life hack. I mean, life hacks make your life easier. This is me kind of taking advantage of a loophole and not
cheating
having
the system.
To pay for things.
Which is making your life easier.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yes.
Anywho's, now that we're on that,
sorry.
Tangent. All right, so Rowan, you are cycle syncing. You are tracking the moon next year. You're going
much moon.
Full in, much moon.
Also, roughly, I'm wanting to try to find more German folklore stuff. Mm. Hoping to find more, like, classic traditional folklore that isn't just, here's the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah. Mm.
I do love the Brothers Grimm, though.
As great as they are, I would like some other things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there's more.
It's just harder to find.
Yeah.
So if you're a German listener and would like to send me some resources, please.
Absolutely, yeah.
Much thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make that a disclaimer, like, right now. If you are a listener and you are, like, into any of the things that we talk about today that we're interested in learning more about, and you've got resources or you know a book or something, please DM us. Like, you can DM the witchy spellcast and then put, like, this is for Rowan, or this is for Sire, or this is for Kara. And we'll make sure it gets to the right person. Or you can just DM our actual Instagram. Just, but, like, we're not going to say no to resources.
Absolutely not.
Resources, bitte? Dankeschön. I don't know how to say resources in German, so.
Excellent question.
You're learning.
I don't know how to say it in Polish, but I can say please and thank you, so.
That's what I had.
Przepraszam and dziękuję. So.
As Kara just goes, okay.
Ciao, Bella.
I can say you're welcome in Italian.
So you're about to have to learn a lot of Italian because I'm handwriting them, so you can't scan them with your phone and translate them.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm handwriting your Yule letters in whatever language is of your ancestors. So,
did you know that Apple Notepad has a little thing where you can scan a handwritten note and it turns it to text?
What if it's cursive, and in a foreign language? What if it's backwards? Yes.
It'll give me letters and then I just have to turn it around. Like, come on.
What if I code it?
Don't make it harder than it has to be.
What kind of Da Vinci Code bullshit?
Listen.
It'll literally be Da Vinci Code. If it's in Italian.
Backwards, upside down, in Italian. And
that
in
was
code.
Translated from Fae. Like, I used the Elvish language from Lord of the Rings.
I don't know the Elvish language from Lord of the Rings. I mean, come on.
All right, then you'll have to learn. Sorry, I just something.
Come on,
holidays.
Learn your language.
Brings
learn
out
your ancestors' language.
Yeah, learn the language.
I started. Listen, I started.
Learn Fae.
I did try to start learning it. I have a 3-year-old, though. Come on, it's really hard.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm trying to teach him how to do multiplication. I can't do both.
Multiplication.
Multiplication.
Friend.
He knows the basics.
He knows, like, addition, subtraction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that's amazing.
That's a third grade skill.
Yeah.
Listen, he's already ahead. Listen, he already knows all of the kindergarten and preschool stuff. Like, he's well ahead of that. Like, I don't know what else to do other than continue him on.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
don't stunt him, you know. If he's picking it up and showing interest in it, absolutely keep going.
They're sponges.
That's amazing.
True.
Yeah. He's probably going to be a gifted child. He's three?
Yeah, he's three.
Yeah.
He knows how to make more colors than my AP students do. So, like,
that boy.
They say that kids of teachers learn faster and learn more. And I feel like I haven't really inherently been doing anything specific to teach him these things. He's just been picking them up. But also, I think the big thing is most people talk to kids like they're like babies or something. We don't. Yeah. We talk to him like he's an adult. And that enhances brain activity.
Good.
True.
We never baby talk him. Like, and if he says something wrong, we stop him and correct him until he says it right. So, but I went through speech therapy, so I know I don't want him to have to.
That's fair.
Sense to me.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I have a sinus headache, like right in my eyeball. It's not your fault.
I have pressure right here.
Mm-hmm. Mine's up at the top. There. I woke up with it.
Also, I've had this almost itchy feeling inside my ear and, like, by my jawbone. And I know it's, like, back sinuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's but my sinuses, year, man. My sinuses have been fucked up since October when I had COVID.
I'm telling you, the after effects of COVID are just horrendous. Like,
I still can't breathe right.
Yeah.
If I'm in a totally silent room and just breathing through my nose, you can hear a whistle.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sucks.
And it's not like in my sinuses that's whistling or like at the back of my throat. It's my lungs that you're hearing.
Ooh.
Friend.
Because I can feel the vibration like right by my sternum. So, like, you can hear the whistle, and I can feel it at my sternum.
Mm. You need to see a doctor, my friend.
Yeah, probably.
You might have, like, some fluid in your lungs.
With that, because of money and how just insurance is, I'm about to not have insurance, so...
Gee whiz.
My wife hasn't had insurance since all year, so...
I have over $1,000 of medical bill debt that just went to collections. I'm never going to pay it. It'll go off my credit report in 7 years.
That's how I was. The first time I had a clot in my leg, I garnered like $16,000 in hospital bills. And I was like, listen, I'm in college and I don't have insurance. So I can't pay this. And it went to collections. And they called me every day for...
Oh, yeah, months, I just stopped months, answering the phone.
Yeah, I didn't answer it. It's and all finally, from like, it hit my credit and then went to, you know, it fell off, like, the year I graduated.
It takes 7 years to come off your credit history. But it's all from the ER visits from the explosion, so.
Yeah. Which, if you're not in the U.S., good.
Yeah,
our healthcare system is...
Just stay out of the U.S.
Is really crummy. It's our healthcare system, in my opinion, is built for customers and not for cures.
Yes.
Mainly, in my opinion, built to treat symptoms and not the cause. So,
absolutely.
Because the more they treat the symptom, the more you'll keep coming back to get the thing to treat the symptom again.
Correct. That's like, listeners, casters, I have epilepsy. I take epilepsy medicine every day. If I were to ever come off of my epilepsy medicine, one of the side effects of withdrawal are seizures. So I would have to have epilepsy medication again to treat the withdrawals from my epilepsy medicine. So I will be on this medicine for my whole life, which, whatever. I've been on it for almost 30 years, so who gives a rat's ass? So
things to have that as the symptom.
Yeah. Right. I ran out of one of my medications for my, I think it was my Zoloft. I ran out of my Zoloft. And well, if you put off cold turkey on Zoloft and you don't like gradually get off of it, you have seizures.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
I had seizures for a month. Yeah. They weren't like shaky seizures. They were neuro seizures. So I was just staring off into space in the middle of teaching and the kids were concerned.
So this
I would just stop. Like, I can't remember what
they're called. Tonic clonics.
Yeah.
I have what are called grand mal seizures, which are like the full fall on the floor shakeout. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
they were fun. In the most sarcastic way possible. Because it really concerned my kids.
they think that's what's happening to Mitch McConnell.
Mm.
Which would make sense.
That would make sense.
So anyway.
Anyway, Sarah, what are you doing next year?
So, this is going to sound so weird coming from my religiously traumatized ass. and please bear with me. Like, try not to judge, okay? Because, like, I'm not saying I'm going back to Christianity, first off. Let me get that out of here. But I do want to look...
Was both my concern.
No, it's not. Ignore that. I want to look into Lilith. And I want to look into... And I want to look into Lucifer. And I'm wanting to look into, like, dark feminine, divine feminine, that kind of thing. But the path to getting there, I'm, like, tripping
like
over.
Brushes up against
it's very,
Christianity and a little.
Very close. And if you think Lilith, you think dark divine feminine. Well, what's the opposite of that? What is the light divine masculine? Like, I want to find that. Like,
oh,
I'm
you're trying to find
for...
the masculine of it.
Yes. Yeah. So, or the light divine feminine, which brain is the mother god.
Selene, the white moon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. If we're looking, yes. So if we're looking at it in, and this is how it is in astrology, so I'm sure there's some sort of like overlap, because black moon Lilith is the dark feminine, right? Selene is white moon. She is the light feminine. So okay, if you look at it that way, and if you're looking into that, you might as well go in and like study your Selene and Lilith in your chart too, mm-hmm. because that also helps you connect.
Yeah. So we're going into like Lilith territory, dark feminine, hyper feminine, whatever that is. And then I also wanted to delve into, this is going to be like an essay I have to write or something. Like I've got to put it on paper because otherwise my brain will forget about it.
It's going to be an entry in your grimoire.
Yes.
I was about to say, use for your grimoire. So, I don't know how many pages are in that bitch.
I'm going to fill it up with this because I want to look into what Slavic pagan deities were merged into what Orthodox Catholic saints.
Ooh.
And kind of expand. Like, I know Saint Elijah was Perun. And I know that the Virgin Mary is a lot of the, like, basically, if you were a pagan goddess, you just became the Virgin Mary.
True.
So, like, she's the Virgin Mary. In a lot Mary of instances. Like a lot mm-hmm. of the goddesses. Which, in my brain, because I was raised evangelical, we didn't discuss Mary or any of the saints or anything like that because it was considered polytheistic, which... Yeah, I would consider Catholicism polytheistic. Because you're praying to a saint instead of a god, which in my brain is just another deity because it is. So I wanted to like delve into like the saints, but then like again, that's kind of teetering on this weird Catholicism edge. But in my brain, Eastern European Orthodox Catholicism is really different than like American Catholics and yes. like American evangelicals.
It's a very different thing, even though there's the same lore book.
Yeah, yeah.
Same lore, different.
I just find it interesting, like, how, like, in the Old Testament, right? Like, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Saint Elijah, like, flies around on a thundercloud and, like, can control lightning and shit. And I'm like, that's Zeus. Fucking Zeus. That's also Perun. That's also Odin. Like, that's also all of these other deities that are associated
look
with
on your face.
Yeah, yeah. They were just like, all of these guys are now this one singular guy.
It's like, I was raised Roman Catholic, so anything you know exactly. like that, where it was, if you would read it, if it would come off as looking magical, that was mm-hmm. like, no, this isn't here.
Which
this isn't
is
real.
Crazy to me because so that's
because magic is witchcraft that looks
exactly,
like magic. We're not going
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Exactly. So in evangelical Christianity, what I was raised in, if something was magical, if somebody in the Bible was magical, it was because they were blessed by God, right?
Yes.
It wasn't them as a person being magical, which
it was like it for was because, for the instance. For what was going on, this thing had to happen, so God yeah. gave them a blessing to be able
Correct.
To get through that scenario.
Right. Think
After
of it,
that scenario passed, they no longer had that power.
Exactly.
Because they were blessed for that instant.
Think of it like in D&D when guidance wears off. Like, you get yeah. guidance just for a thing, and then after the thing, it wears off.
Kara, the look on your face! The expressions you're making as we're talking about
this. I'm so sorry. This is like
this is the only reason that we should have our faces is my face yeah. is when you my like I'm very expressive. Like my expressions are very like
it's such a strong look of confusion as we're both like so, yeah, Catholicism.
So
Catholic.
So, you know, Kara, do you know the story of Moses parting the Red Sea to save
yeah.
the Jews from Egypt? Okay. So, like, yeah. Moses was not considered responsible for that in a lot of Christianity. God
He was just a vessel of God's power.
Bingo.
Instead so it of, was God of, acting through him.
Right.
That just sounds
and Moses
like
didn't even become
sanctified. Excuse for, honestly, all of these people saying it was just God acting through me is just an excuse to not take responsibility for your actions. But, you know. That's just
well.
Me.
So a lot of it's control, right? A lot of it is control by the singular deity to be like, no, that wasn't them. That was all me. You know, he's a very greedy deity, the Christian god.
These are facts.
Big Aries energy,
big time. Which
but also
him,
because I would like to also point out, like Kara said, this sounds like a way for people to not take responsibility for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
From the other end, if it was something bad that they did, that's when they would just be like, oh, I was possessed by the devil.
Exactly. Or counter. Go something kill bad your that son. They did. Well, the test of God's faith, you know.
Yeah.
Test of God's faith.
Well, it's also like, you think about the Crusades, right? Blaming, quote unquote, blaming it on a higher power so you don't have to take responsibility for the bad thing you did, as opposed to doing something good and giving it the higher power credit. You know what I mean? Anyway, so it all circles back to like, I want to de-Christianize the saints that are associated with Slavic paganism.
Decathify it.
Yes.
Get rid of the Catholic.
Yes. And I did find a rosary that I went to buy.
Oh, did you?
And purchase, yes. It is in the colors of the Polish flag, and the piece that connects the Y, I don't know what it's called, is the eagle.
In a lot of cases, it's a little like saint's symbol.
Yeah, a lot of cases, it's Mary. But for this rosary that I want, it's the eagle of Poland, the one that's on this necklace that I wear all the time, and then at the end of the singular piece is the Black Madonna, which, you know, is all of the goddesses kind of in one, which I may or may not take out, and just because it's just a jump loop and a pendant, I may just replace it with something. But
there you go.
I found one. I haven't brought myself to buy it yet because I'm just not feeling the push. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Understandable.
Sometimes your spirit guides and your deities or whoever you're working with will be like, okay, now is the time.
Yeah.
And I'm just not feeling it. So I'll wait till I feel it.
You have one that you're looking at. It's possible that one is just meant to be like the rough image for it to be in your mind. And then you'll be in a shop somewhere and you'll see something that's similar, but that one is the right one.
Yeah. Right.
Or similarly, like just browsing the internet and come across one that has a lot of similar elements, but is slightly different or whatever. And that's you'll have that this is it moment.
Yeah.
Since you're looking at Lilith, what if you find one with the Dark Moon Lilith symbol on it at the end?
What's that symbol?
It is a crescent moon with the little, like, upside down cross attached to it, and it's colored.
You mean like that?
You'd have to.
No, it's an inverted cross with a pentagram at the bottom.
So
I have that saved as my favorite.
So wait, Kara, what you're talking about is more like the feminine symbol or Venus, but instead of a circle at the top, it's a crescent moon. Am I right?
My crescent moon is terrible. But yeah, but it's colored in. The crescent moon is colored in. Yes, that's the Lilith symbol.
So Venus symbol, but instead of a circle at the top, it's circle.
I got it.
It's a dark moon. Dark feminine. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I could find a pendant with that on it.
Yeah.
And make
well, that's what I mean. Like, if you find one that
replace
like,
your bottom you piece,
replace the bottom piece with a dark Lilith symbol.
Yeah. Like if it
I
is,
think that's probably what I'll do.
If it's a Catholicism cross, you could
which ex-may the rosaries, cross and most rosaries are get the cross with the little guy on it,
which I've never understood.
It's a little skinny fella. Like I don't understand. I will never understand. I understand the symbolism, but if I was God, I would be like, why the symbol of my death?
That's exactly it. Which thingy, going off that, there's a novel series that I read in high school. It's still ongoing. It's a very, very long series, but it's a werewolves and vampires and all the like. But the main character because she has interactions with vampires fairly regularly, it does have the whole vampires, no crosses, no spouting scripture. She never liked the idea of wearing a cross because she didn't want to wear the method of torture and death of Jesus. She never understood that reference.
I have always been that way as well.
So instead, she wore a lamb pendant because he was the Lamb of God.
That's cute. It would be like wearing a pendant of a crown of thorns. You know what I mean? Or wearing a pendant of, what do you call it? Of an Iron Maiden. Like,
I'd wear that.
It's just, I would too.
That's very goth.
It's very goth.
It's very goth. And I love it. But also,
money.
I couldn't think of the other one I was thinking of. Of, like, the wheel. You know what I mean? I know too many medieval torture devices.
Well, let's just start making jewelry that has medieval torture devices on them.
There is a lesbian out there that will wear it, I promise.
I 100%. Know
what. just have one with the pair of anguish.
Yeah. Yep.
If you don't know what that is,
don't look it up. Don't.
Either don't.
You don't need to.
A, don't look it up, or B, there is an episode of Bones.
Yep.
If you've ever watched the TV show Bones, you could probably find a clip on YouTube of Bones discussing the pair of anguish, because somebody in a Bones episode had died via a pair of anguish.
Which is why it's called that.
Which is why it's called that.
Yikes. Fine. Anyway. Kara, where are you going?
I am furthering my astrology approach with
dun, 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 dun.
Body astrology.
Woo!
And cosmic health. Yes, I'm going to start looking at different aspects of like health and wellness and things like that in an astrology lens so that I can be healthier, because I am not healthy at all.
Same, bro, same.
I mean, who among us is? I haven't worked out since May. I worked out once.
Let's be real. The three of us live in America. Who's healthy here?
Literally.
I feel like I'm to a point where, like, I used to do better. And, like, I have not done better in a really long time. But I used to, I know I can do better. And I know I could eat more than just quesadillas every night. Mm-hmm. And I need to stop eating quesadillas every night or pasta every night. Like, I need to try to eat better, stop drinking Red Bull. And
I mean, I take a frozen burrito to work every day for lunch.
I have one of those great brownie rice cups every day for lunch.
Ooh!
$1!
That sounds good!
Really good, but they're $1, so they're cheap. But it's every day. That's
it! My frozen burrito that I take to work is $1.25.
Yeah.
So I take a frozen burrito, and I'm autistic, so I never get tired of it.
Yeah, I think that's why meal prep helps me so much.
Like, that's what I want to do. I want to start, like, meal prepping. I always say I want to start meal prepping, but I want to meal prep for, like, kind of going in with what Rowan's doing with the cycle syncing and everything. That's going to take part in it as well. Like, I'm going to focus on the more health and wellness aspect of, like, seasonal shifts, cycle syncing, and astrology over just the self-care aspects, which is where I'm at right now, is just the self-care aspects. So now I'm going to insert the health, which is still self-care. It's just a more focused on health, wellness, and like physical activity and things like that in a little bit more of a structured mind.
Yeah.
But I've also, so I was reading this article because I got this really interesting, like, witchy magazine. And I was reading it, and they were talking about how they focus on the goddess that asteroid shows up close to, like, their big three, and that's what the goddess that they work with. So I went through and I looked up the, like, all of the goddesses from, like, Greek, Roman, and Norse, and Celtic. And I looked to see which ones were the closest to my moon rising or sun, and my moon and rising are in the same sign. So if they were in that one, it was fine. So the one that was right beside my moon was Aurora. Goddess of Dawn. Goddess of Dawn in Roman. She was right beside, like, a degree off. So they were, like, basically on top of each other. So I'm going to look into her. And then what was really fun is right on top of my sun was Arachne, which I found really interesting.
Weren't we just talking about her?
Were we talking about her?
I have seen the name very recently, and I can't remember where.
I don't know. I was.
And I remember being like,
Saya, recently I had sent you a reel on Instagram, and it was somebody who had recently made a goddess deck, and Arachne was one of the cards in it. So okay, I wonder if that's okay. Where you saw it.
Maybe, because I remember thinking like the goddess of spiders? Like, I was very concerned.
Yeah, like,
So
technically, she's not really a goddess per se, but like it's weaving, which I found really interesting because I've been all about crocheting recently. But so she was on top of my sun. Persephone was right, like not very far from my sun either. So, and I already work with Persephone because I work with the seasons, and I feel like that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Work with the seasons and you don't work with Persephone in some aspect, I feel like there's a disconnect there. But that's just me personally.
That's
I mean, I've worked with her before, but I worked with her for a season and then, you know, we kind of said our goodbyes and it was, you know, mutual.
Yeah. So I liked the idea of looking at which goddess asteroids were close to like big parts of your chart to start working with for certain areas. And because, honestly, the Arachne kind of scared me a little bit because I hate spiders. And I don't really know much about Arachne. So I thought that was interesting to kind of think about. Maybe that's something that I should look into. Yeah. Over
especially if it scares you.
Yeah. So there's definitely something there. It being conjunct with my sun is what really, like, went, okay, I need to look her up. I already work with Persephone, but knowing that she's in the sign as my sun kind of pushes why I already work with her. And then I hate saying this word wrong, and I say it wrong all the time. Is it Aurora?
Yeah.
A-U-O-R-A.
Like Aurora Borealis.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying it right. Okay.
Like Sleeping Beauty, right? Aurora?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the Roman goddess of dawn.
Aurora.
Yeah. So I've never really worked with any Roman pantheon at all. So
aren't you also like a massive shit talker to the Roman pantheon?
Yes, I am. But here's the thing though, but I will say I will talk shit on the Roman pantheon all day because they are just the Greeks. Just rebranded. They are great value Greek. But not all of them are.
Aurora's gonna come down on you like a beautiful hammer.
But I said not all of them are, okay?
That's fair.
It's mostly like those big main ones. But I will say, and I've always said, that I would choose Venus over Aphrodite any day.
Yeah.
So I'm not a complete
same.
I know too much about Aphrodite to say anything remotely insinuating of something negative. So because I've worked with her too. I'm like, oh no.
I've worked with her too, but like I don't feel as much connection with her as I do with Venus. But it makes sense because Venus is my chart ruler.
Yeah.
So like
I mean between the two I've always preferred Venus because she seems like the more calm caring one where Aphrodite has more of that like Cardi B energy.
See, yeah. I think that's why I like Aphrodite more, is she possesses the dark feminine. Under the pretty pink hyper femme, there is the lingering snapped oxygen character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She will kill you, but she's going to look good doing it.
Venus is all about balance, though. And that's what I like about her. She's all about balance of energy. So, like, yes, she has that, like, she's also goddess of judging too, so like there she does judge people, but in a balanced way.
Only Venus can judge me.
Venus can judge you, yes.
Love it.
You know how white girls have that tattoo? White girls have that tattoo. Only God can judge me. We should get Only Venus Can Judge Me.
Only Venus Can Judge Me.
With like a little nail thing, like the nail emoji. Mm.
Shirts coming to the shop. Only Venus Can Judge Me. If we had a shop or did
shirts. Oh my God, we should
maybe
have.
One day.
Maybe one day we'll do merch.
I would love to have merch.
It would be so good.
Just I don't even know what we say.
We'll let my brother choose what the merch says because he's like the king of finding our references, apparently.
I didn't even know we had bits, guys. Apparently
we have bits.
If it is continuously done on every episode, it's a bit.
But that's the problem. I don't know what we've said the last episode. I've listened to it. I was present for the recording, but I don't know what we said as of right now.
What did I say?
Let me throw in one of our bits. Well, backtracking to the whole book thing, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I will never get rid of my ACOTAR books is because they are first edition print and they are thousands of dollars to try to buy now.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I had the box set. Full box set of the original covers. First edition covers. Mm. And if you try to buy those. Yes. Mm. That match even Frost and Starlight? That one matches too. So, but if you try to buy those covers now, you're talking about $600 for just one of them. For the first one. Imagine how much I could sell those for.
But I never liked the new covers. The new covers I hate. I do not like the new cover art.
Silver Flame is in the new cover art. I wish old cover art of Silver Flame. I don't like it.
I don't have this struggle. And actually, I've made this statement to my friend Jay before, but I will make it to both of you. I will not read the series unless somebody gifts me the books. I'm not going to buy them myself. So I will never read them unless somebody desires me to. So
are you just going to, Kara, are you going to end up buying them on Amazon to be delivered to Florida?
Don't waste your money.
It's
going to be 6 years before I finish reading them. I'm still reading Interview because I was waiting for my friend Jay to catch up, but then life happened and she's not caught up. And I was just like, okay, I guess I'm stopping here. So I.
Oh my God.
How hard it is to gift audiobooks.
I mean, I don't know. That's just what I'm putting out there into the universe. For our listeners, if you don't cut this, I will not read the ACOTAR series unless somebody gifts it to me.
Are we going to need a P.O. box for our listeners to send us shit?
I mean, I don't think we're going to read the series.
Send us things.
It doesn't matter how we manage it, but we're going to get you to read this series.
I already kind of know what happens.
No, it doesn't matter.
To a certain extent, I really want us to sit down and be like, okay. Because I know, me and Kara have both read the series and more than once. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want you to tell us what happens.
Ah, you want me to now? Right now?
We can finish the recording and do it after we finish. But I want you to tell us what happens.
Okay.
From what you've gathered. What?
I'm gonna say that's the end. All right.
Yep.
Bye, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll catch you for our last episode of the year next time. And then we've got some really fun things happening in the new year.
Coming for the new year.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Witchy Spellcast. We hope you enjoyed this mystical journey with us. If you've been bewitched by our show, don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating or review. It helps us spread the magic to more listeners. Remember, the power of the craft is always with you. Keep those cauldrons bubbling, wands at the ready, and may your spells always find their mark. Until next time, blessed be.